not until moving out to the Southwest in the late 1980s did I really, for the first time, hear stories about secret underground bases and installations, and that really caught my interest, more so since the stories I heard alleged that there were not only clandestine government facilities, but that there were purported extraterrestrial beings working and living in these facilities along with clandestine government projects. So that was the first time I ran across that kind of information, and I've looked into it in some depth now. And you know what, George? I think there could just be a lot of truth to those stories.
I think so, too. Now, subsequently to some of your research, Richard, have you discovered that the underground bases are strictly government, or could they have been also UFO-type underground bases? Have you been able to convince yourself what they might be?
Yes. Well, I think both and. And I would also say, when you talk about the government, that both civil government agencies and military government agencies would be present underground. It's not strictly a military presence, though there certainly are a good number of underground military facilities. And I've also been led to understand there are a good number of undersea military facilities. But in addition to civil and military government agencies, there are Fortune 500 companies, or rather Fortune 1000 companies. Some religious organizations have underground installations. The Mormons have a pretty good sized one, sophisticated one, outside of Salt Lake City in the Wasatch Mountains. The Scientologists have some underground facilities. Of course, the Vatican has a very well-known secret vault beneath Vatican City in Rome, where a lot of information has been stored literally over a couple thousand years. And then there are other organizations such as multilateral institutions. NATO, for example, would have underground facilities. When you think about the facility in Norway, where a variety of agencies and governments are have established a seed bank to preserve seed varieties from a very wide wide number of plants in the event of global catastrophe or cataclysm. The idea is that agriculture could be jump-started again using these seeds. And by the way, it's not the only facility where that is done. It just happens to be perhaps the most high-profile one.
And it's a pretty good idea, Richard, I think.
Well, yes, it is. In fact, if you look at the legends from peoples all over the planet, it's clear that there have been repeated episodic bouts of cataclysm on this planet at intervals of thousands of years, anywhere from 3,000 to 20,000 years, evidently. And anything from massive tsunamis to pole shifts, if you believe the work of Charles Hapgood, and I'm willing to attach some credence to his work, at times, evidently, the crust of the planet goes walkabout over the mantle and slips, sometimes maybe a couple, 3,000 miles at a time. And, of course, that will create quite a lot of upheaval, including climate change, which would certainly be disruptive to agriculture. So, yeah, from the standpoint of making sure that agriculture can continue, it is very wise to do that. And that's not the only facility like that. There are quite a number of them around the planet.
Which is probably smart, too, to keep them geographically scattered all over the place.
Yes. You know, if I think you've had Cliff High on the program before.
Yeah.
He'll be on the program later this week. Of course, Cliff's Internet webbot analyses indicate that we may have another such episode occurring in the near future. Of course, the future is plastic, and you never know what's going to happen unless and until it does. But if for people who may have read some of his reports, there are some indications that that may happen. You could ask him more about that. And certainly there have been other people speaking about that possibility as well. Cliff is not alone in that. In fact, a lot of people have been having dreams and visions in that vein, George, and including yours truly. So it does appear that it's a possibility and that the human, quite a number of humans are picking up on it. It's as if it's out there in the stuff of the racial subconscious or unconscious, and we pick up on it in the dream or visionary state.
And I would guess if they're building seed banks for seeds, these tunnels must be for the folks they want to keep behind, huh?
Well, yeah, and see, that raises a real question. If, see, I'm inclined to believe, and I was asked this by another reviewer, this is what you're alluding to in a roundabout way, and that is, I believe that the people should be told, George, if there's going to be cataclysm upcoming and the federal alphabet soup and other agencies around the world know that there is an excellent chance that this is going to happen. I really believe that people should be informed. I'm not an elitist at heart, and I'm wary of those who are. I believe that those who take lavish our money on themselves so that they can make extensive, expensive, and sophisticated preparations for their survival in the event that bad things happen to the planet, mm-hmm. while making no provision for the survival of others and not even informing others of what is about to come down. In my view, that is not only unethical, it is borderline evil.
I agree with you, Richard. And, you know, again, I reviewed the movie 2012 this weekend on DVD.
Yes.
And it's got that kind of theory to it where...
Yes, it does.
They hid this for years from people.
And yes, it does. And, you know, I mentioned at one point in my new book a conversation I had with one of the experts that I've consulted and interviewed and had lengthy discussions with over the past 17 years. And I asked this one expert about some of the reasons for creating underground bases of the clandestine variety. And of course, I think many people are familiar with the idea that there are military command, control, and communication facilities such as Cheyenne Mountain and Site R on the East Coast. But there's so many more, you see, and many of them are very clandestine. Those are publicly known. There are many others that are not. So I was asking about the reasons for these, and don't you know, some of the reasons that were given included such things as a pole shift, a change in the geophysics of the Earth's rotation, sudden climate change, that kind of thing. In other words, the so-called ruling elite, the technocratic elite, extremely plugged-in insider engineers who work on these kinds of projects are well aware these types of events have come to pass in remote antiquity, and they're well aware that it's entirely possible these things will happen again.